And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama, in my opinion. And I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. And Boomer, when we expand our footprint again, I'm going to have a hard time retooling that intro.
You are going to have such a hard time. You're going to slip. And I'm like, nope, that's not right.
Yeah, from way down south of, where are we
now?
We're everywhere. We're touching water. I don't know what to say. All right, listen, we're gonna move to number two on the Triple Dipper. I got somebody on here, by the way, that wants, they didn't bother telling me their name. They just want to give me their advice that it shouldn't be called the Triple Dipper anymore. That would be called the Triple Play. In their opinion, that just sounds better.
They're baseball fans.
Okay. Yeah, I'm an ice cream fan. Triple Dipper. Okay, there we go. Brian from Huntsville wants to know, is the Whitewater Park with our tax money going to have Hillary cut the opening ribbon? That would fit, though, brother. I'm going to tell you. That would fit. Somebody else who's never texted in before, named Terry. Hey, by the way, Terry, tell us where you're from. Let me back up. If you're texting the line for the very first time, and I didn't say this earlier, 833-687-4448, text in your first name and where you're from, then we'll put you in the system. Right now we got Terry, and Terry, tell us where you're from. It says, is a potential tax rebate going to be taxable for federal and state? It's a great question, and I don't know the answer to it. I do not believe it's a taxable income, but I could be wrong. It may well be taxable at the federal level at the very least, but Terry, I don't have an answer for you. But since it's a tax rebate, it's like a refund. It's like something was overpaid. But I can't guarantee you. I am not a CPA. I'm an attorney, and that's why I'm not a CPA. But I tell you what, if I find out, I will put it on there. Terry from Athens. Oh, he's texting in. Oh, there we go. Appreciate you, Terry from Athens. We got you in the system now, man. Where am I? I lost my place. Got another one that just texted in. That one's being checked on right now by Boomer. Thank you very much. JT from Lacey Springs says, since hitting 100,000 podcasts in December, it's growing like 10,000 a month. That's right. That's back when we did the push-up and donut challenge.
Way back when.
Way back when. Way back a long time ago when the pioneers were still listening to radio. We had a running bet as to when we would hit 100,000 downloads of the podcast. The winner had to got to eat a donut while the other person did push-ups in the studio.
Yes.
And then we wound up both losing because we were both wrong. Did we get there quicker or later? I don't remember.
I think we got there just a few days late.
Yeah.
Just a couple days. That's it.
We got there, though.
But we got there.
And we both ate donuts and did push-ups.
That's right.
Awesome. All right, number two of the Triple Dipper, race baiters and charlatans. So all the rage right now, and I know you've seen it, good Lord. All the rage right now is if you don't like the outcome of something, anything, I don't know, your oatmeal wasn't hot enough. Racism! Or you're looking at life in general and you're thinking, I should have had an A on that test. Racism! Sexism, ableism, something, mysticism, I don't know. Some ism. Well, so I remind you, by the way, of what does Tucker Carlson call him? Juicy Smollett? I can't say that and feel good about myself, so I'm going to go ahead and just call him Jesse. Jesse Smollett. I mean, this because it just makes me feel uncomfortable calling a man. Anyway, all right, Jesse Smollett. So you may remember the whole Jesse Smollett debacle. So apparently, was it in Chicago? Yeah, apparently in Chicago at 2:30 in the morning, man needed himself a Subway sandwich. Left the house in frigid weather. Went on out, got himself a sub sandwich at 2:30 in the morning, walking the streets of Chicago by himself, attacked by two white guys wearing MAGA hats, telling him this is MAGA country, beat him up and put a noose around his neck, and then let him go. Because it's Chicago, and that's certainly the kind of place that MAGA hat-wearing people walk around at 2:30 in the morning. That place hadn't voted for Trump. God almighty. So Smollett made the whole thing up. And what I have not seen yet, Boomer, you haven't seen it, have you? The documentary with the two guys who were hired, who, by the way, were black.
No.
There are really? these two actors that Smollett had met at some point, and they they're originally African born actors. They're like big old honking guys. I mean, they work out, you can tell. And he hired them to stage the thing, but then he told the story that they were white when they were so obviously black. On top of that, they are now telling their own story and having a big time with it. And then he told us to stand over here, and we did.
And we did it.
And I got paid.
Oh, wow.
So Jussie Smollett's legal team, has filed their appeal brief. So you may recall he was convicted. Convicted and found guilty of 5 of the 6 charges of disorderly conduct against him. By the way, he's lucky to have disorderly conduct as the actual charges. I'm pretty sure that was a downgrade of the charges. But the whole world stood on its edge. You know, literally, the liberal mainstream media just raked everybody over the coals who didn't buy into the idea that Jussie Smollett was assaulted by MAGA hat-wearing white guys at 2:30 in the morning while all he wanted was a sub sandwich in the cold Chicago rain. Didn't work out. Smollett's legal team has now argued his renewed prosecution violated Smollett's due process rights. In addition, the circuit court judge, they say, improperly denied the defense motion for substitution of a judge for cause because of explicit bias towards Smollett, rendering every subsequent ruling and action in the case null and void. So we'll see. I mean, Smollett only spent 6 days in jail, and then he got out pending appeal. We'll see where this goes, but I'm going to tell you right now, that guy's a charlatan. A race baiter and a charlatan, and he needs to go to jail. There's no room in a nation right now that it was, and he was making so much use of the George Floyd issues or incident sentiments. He was just basically banking on his career getting a boost by being the guy who survived racism, because I'm the first openly gay black man wandering the streets at 2:30 in the morning looking for a Subway sandwich. Well, my glass ceiling breaker. I needed a sandwich at 2:30 in the morning, and I couldn't even get there because racism. So he was both a racist and a charlatan, a race baiter and a fraudster. But it doesn't stop there. This kind of stuff just perpetuates left and right. Canada, oh, Canada, what happened to Canada? Story out of the National Review, talking about Canada. You may be interested to know, 2 + 2 equals white supremacy. I kid you not. Boomer, do the math here. You ready?
Yes.
I mean, I know you think 2 + 2 = 4.
That's what I would thought.
You were raised that way.
I was.
Mother's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that in your household are kind of a given.
At least I try.
What you didn't know was the entire time your sweet mother, who I know personally, was raising you as only a godly Christian school teacher woman can do, to believe that 2 + 2 = 4.
Correct.
She was teaching you racism the whole time.
What?
You need to go home and have a discussion.
Mother.
I was saying.
Two plus two equals racism.
You're a grown man now. You can have that conversation. Look her right in the eye.
I'm going to look her right in the eye and ask this.
And say, Mom,
I can't believe you taught me
what
this.
What gives?
Yeah.
That's right. So National Review has a story, 2 + 2 = 4, according to members of the Ontario Mathematics Coordinators Association. They have an Ontario Mathematics Coordinators Association.
Wow.
Because all God's children need themselves an association.
They do.
You know, all us math coordinators, that's got to be a boring meeting. Can I just step aside and say, oh, we're having the annual meeting of the Ontario Math Coordinators Association. My God. Don't you know?
Make sure you bring your graph book.
That's right. Who graph book? Who wants to be the keynote speaker for that one?
Oh man!
All right. Don't you know they have some hot hors d'oeuvres? All right. According to a webinar created by the Ontario Mathematics Coordinators Association, President Jason Toe, proponents of math's political neutrality who use the phrasing 2 + 2 = 4 are engaging in an act of covert white supremacy. Okay, here's his justification, which, by the way, I find to be obnoxious, pretentious, surreptitious, fallacious, and somewhat suspicious. It says, Toe's presentation, that was a lot of Scrabble words in one point.
That was a lot.
Okay. Toby's presentation, released in September of last year, features a pyramid of white supremacy in math education. Wow. White supremacy in math education. At the apex of the pyramid, right up there at the top of the little bit point, you have issues of overt white supremacy. They're the ones you would expect, things that anyone would consider racism, things that you just don't want to see happening in life in general. Why they apply to math, I don't know, but they're up there. Here's the deal. The base of the pyramid of white supremacy in math education includes the covert forms of white supremacy in math. Things like using Eurocentric math curriculum. Whatever the frick that means. Standardized testing. Okay. And exhortations to just do things like stick to the math, or I don't see color in my math class, or of course math is neutral because 2 + 2 = 4. So basically, if you're telling somebody, here's the deal, if you're an education proponent, you're tired of woke math or woke curriculum, and you say things like, quit screwing this up, man. I mean, 2 + 2 = 4. You're a racist. By the way, they argue, here's their argument. Supporters of math's political neutrality were oblivious to a deeper point that it's about truth. Who holds the truth? Who decides what is true? And how open are we as a society to multiple truths? Let me do some explaining to you. There are not multiple forms of truth. It's either truth or it ain't. You can't have my truth, your truth, his truth, her truth, it truth, they truth. You don't get that kind of truth. You get truth. There is only one truth, either that or it's still a theory. If it's truth, there's one. If it's truth, it just is. If there's truth, you don't get the luxury of redefining it unless you can find scientific evidence otherwise. And this guy is merely the head of the Ontario Mathematics Coordinators Association. So I'm saying no. It just goes on from there. But that's... So race baiters and charlatans, they want you to believe that if they don't like something, that the way they get out of it, around it, fix it, is to cry racism. And I'm going to tell you, this is nuts. I tell you what, Boomer.
Yes.
I believe this qualifies as jackassery.
Oh, it does.
Do we have a sound effect for this? Is there a jackassery sound effect in your repertoire?
I wish there was.
What do you got over there? It sounds a little bit like jackassery. How about?
I'm going to have to find something really good.
We need at least the womp wah.
Yeah, we got the womp wah.
All right, there jackassery. Hit it. Go. All right, there you go. Hey, all right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back and continue with this segment on race baiters and charlatans. And there's a few of them out there. I got more. Like, how about this? Do you know what digital blackface is? Don't you meme the wrong thing, man. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, let me jump over the text line real quick. We're doing a section right now, the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it Race Baiters and Charlatans. Race Baiters and Charlatans. Just did a story a moment ago about the recent efforts by the Ontario Math Something Commission. What were they? The Math Coordinators Association. That's what it was. What a absolutely stimulating group that must be. But they have come out with the notion and the training for other members of the Math Coordinators Association that 2 + 2, when you say 2 + 2 = 4, that's covert racism. You just didn't know it. Or maybe you did. Maybe you're subliminally racist, or maybe you're just overtly but yet keeping it kind of on the down low. Just a little racism on the side. Just, a little touch of racism to spice up your day and then move forward. Ryan from Hazel Green texted in. He goes, does this mean that black math teachers are now victims of a racist education system forced to teach the material under threat of termination? Just modern day slavery? Prediction of a new venture in woke world? I can see it, Ryan. That's excellent. So, yeah. Anyway, we'll okay. I just got a text in. Marie from Huntsville says, this is Marie and or Mrs. Marie in Madison. So I thought you might be interested to know that although some companies in the private sector are doing away with diversity, equity, and inclusion offices because they know if you go woke, you go broke, the government's not backing off one bit. She says, I found out today that NASA now has its first diversity ambassador. Wow. And we also have a chief scientist and senior climate advisor, and we're checking all the boxes. Compliment of your tax dollars. Wow, Marie. Wow. Wow. I know the new mayor of Gadsden just hired a DEI coordinator for the city of Gadsden because that's important. JT from Lacey Springs, I've said earlier that what we're looking at is jackassery, and he says, how can you not have a donkey braying when speaking of jackassery? He's got a point, Boomer. We got to do that, man. I think that's it. I think we're going to find the sound of it. And then we got Dennis from Athens said the same thing, donkey sound, dim jackassery, and he sent a link to a donkey sound. And then you got a call about it too, didn't you? Who was that? Was that Thomas?
Yeah, Thomas called from Killen, Alabama, and told me the same thing. So I got to get that donkey sound.
All right, it's donkeys.
Donkey.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
He also said I could use it for if we ever talk about Democrats,
which may still be jackassery.
There we go.
Okay. Mel from Huntsville says when jackassery won't cover it, well, yeah, he's right. Okay. Brandy from Athens. Just sent me a image of the little cartoon donkey face from Hee Haw. I'd forgotten about that. That's perfect. That could be the image on your button. You know it? Okay. All right. Cynthia from Claiborne sent in and says, mercy sakes, I'm so sick of these race baiters. They are the true racists. Is she ready for Jesus to come back and take his children home? Cynthia, I would agree. I'm all for rapture theology. I love to believe that since I know Jesus Christ is my Savior, that I'll be one of the ones to go first. Don't want to hang around for no tribulation. Thank you very much. Todd from Madison says, look up Dave Chappelle, Jesse Smollett on YouTube. He was the first to name him Juicy Smalley. Okay. I'm pretty sure we can't play that on the air, not without Boomer having to use the big red button.
That's right.
And then Joe from Athens says, if you don't make your triple dipper, you can call it a double play. Okay. Maybe we'll throw that bone out there and say, yeah. And then one last one before I go back to my articles. Jeremy from Huntsville says, one word to those who believe in multiple truths, consensus. You can see it. Wait. Oh, you can see it if you say the sky is green all you want, but the consensus is it's blue. Okay, fair enough. So you may also be interested to know that there is a way for you to be, you know, on social media. You're just checking things out. You see something you like. You think that's crazy, so you go find I don't know, like an image of a black actor or a comedian saying, "Oh, you crazy." Well, that's not the way it's supposed to work, apparently, because at that point you may in fact be guilty of digital blackface. I sent a picture of President Obama to someone. Actually shooting a pistol on the range, and it was related to gun control. Apparently that's digital blackface. I've got another one of somebody, you know, like dancing. Apparently that's digital blackface. So yes, story on Fox News dated yesterday. CNN analyst John Blake argued that a white person who posts a GIF, a video, or a photo post that contains a black public figure could be perpetuating racism. Really? I got news, dude. If it's out there in the public arena, it probably ain't. But I tell you what, we'll break it down in more detail in a minute because you may want to know how best to avoid digital blackface. That's just important in today's world, apparently. Or it could just be jackassery. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour numero three. So let me just stop there a second and tell you, as we have done this show now for the last year and a half plus, the sponsor that has been with us since the very beginning is still with us right now, ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, you can find their website, ZLAUSA.com. They are a business solutions company. And, man, I'm telling you, they can do all kinds of stuff for you. They can help you with your logistics, your warehousing, your sorting and containment, quality control. But their bread and butter has always been and still is today staffing. And that's temp or direct hire. So if you need people for your workforce, it doesn't matter whether it's onesies and twosies with niche skills or whether it's an entire shift of folks, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. I'm just telling you, ZLA Solutions, they just had their biggest year ever. They are still cranking out the staffing for major corporate clients all over North Alabama. Check them out, their website, ZLAUSA.com. See if they can assist you with the, you know, recruiting, the background checks, drug testing, all of it. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, so I'm still in number two of the Triple Dipper, race baiters and charlatans. Did we have a call on the line? I thought I saw a call come in. Nope, not yet. All right. So you may want to know what it means to do digital blackface. So, yeah, if indeed you do something that has a picture of a black person, a GIF of a black person, doesn't matter whether you mean any harm by it or not, the very fact that you do that might be appropriation. We're told by a CNN analyst, John Blake, digital blackface is a practice where white people co-opt online expressions of black imagery, slang, catchphrases, or culture to convey comic relief or express emotions. No, that's just called being funny. I'm sorry. So if a black comedian makes a joke and it's worth repeating, are we not allowed to talk about it unless we're black? Because that's what I'm hearing. If a black figure of any kind, political, actor, whatever, athlete, does something and it fits the mood of the text message or the social media posting that we're doing, it just fits. I'm pretty sure white people also bought tickets to their public events, or white people voted for them to come into office, or for that matter, white people at the very least saw it and had a chance to participate in the original event, and were not allowed to say anything about it or post a picture. It's cultural appropriation. The critique culminates in slamming this as modern-day repackaging of minstrel shows. Shut up. Boomer, do you have the jackassery sound yet? Not yet? I'm in big need of a jackassery sound effect. I'm just telling you, but yeah, that's just so race baiters and charlatans, y'all. But you'll also be interested to know that up in New York City, this very evening, today, Monday, March 27th, there will be a seminar hosted by the United Federation of Teachers, designed to help educators who wish to advance their credentials by participating in a workshop on the harmful effects of whiteness in our lives. Boomer, let me break this to you. I just ready?
Oh yes.
You're white.
What?
It's true. What? It's true. And by the way, so am I.
Wow.
Just a studio full of cis white males.
Just cis white males sitting in a studio.
According to the outlet, the United Federation of Teachers, the UFT, has scheduled the online seminar titled Holding the Weight on Whiteness. A course is about, quote, cultural humility and inclusion, and will allow us to discuss how whiteness relates to privilege and identity and how both become normalized and invisible. So basically, you don't realize it, it's been normalized in some way that you're white.
Normalized.
Normalized. Yeah.
I've been normalized because I'm white, or
or it's normalized that you are white, or that you're immune. I don't know.
It's just normalized.
I'm doing the best I can to keep up with the jackassery, but I can't keep up with it. Oh my gosh. The page lists out key cultural themes. The workshop for teachers will focus on including the themes internalized racism, privilege, microaggressions, and white identity related to Latinx communities. Latinx communities. Participants will leave the... Okay. Now, prepare yourself for some gobbledygook. Participants will leave the workshop with a better understanding of how to center ourselves as a form of resistance against the harmful effects of whiteness in our lives, the organizations we work for or direct, and the communities in which we serve. Can I hear the sound of unicorns leaping over rainbows in the distance? There's not a sound effect for that. Oh, my gosh. Race baiters and charlatans. So, all right. Yeah, John from Huntsville texted in and says, digital blackface? And he says, I don't know how to respond to this one. It's just jackassery, John. I mean, what do you do, man? Jim from Madison says, shout out from those of us who watch you live on YouTube. You're looking mighty spiffy today, Phil. Thank you. Yes, I recognize that I am overdressed for radio. Appreciate it very much. What else we got here? NPR laughably claims... By the way, NPR, brought to you courtesy of your own tax dollars. NPR laughably claims limited scientific evidence that men can beat women at sports. Boomer. I know. I know that your wife is also an athlete.
Yes, she is.
And I'm pretty sure she could beat you up if she wanted to.
Absolutely.
But generally speaking, men who compete against women in basketball or in MMA fights or in track and field or in swimming, they wind up with a natural advantage. Would that be fair to say?
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you need a special study to help you understand that?
No.
Would that be a study that would be jackassery from the moment it's commissioned?
Yes.
At the center of the issue, NPR is claiming that there is actually questions as to whether there is a physical advantage in track and field for men who compete against women. I kid you not. The International Governing Body for Track and Field will ban trans women athletes from elite women's competitions, citing a priority for fairness over inclusion, despite limited scientific evidence of physical advantage. These people. I'm pretty sure God loves them anyway, but I'd look at it. In fact, I'm not pretty sure. I know he does. All right. But I look at this and think, that's still jackassery. That's just, okay. Last thing. What have I got here? I'll finish this one up with this. So you may have heard that race baiters and charlatans, right? So Obama's having trouble getting some of his people confirmed, some of his appointees confirmed to office. The one guy named Phil Washington, who has been up for the FAA nomination, has been totally derailed by a whistleblower who came out after his time in Los Angeles. Phil Washington is allegedly part of a cabal of people who were now being said by a whistleblower to have been helping get pay-for-play kind of contracts in L.A. County government. Yeah. Like one who received a $625,000 settlement, the whistleblower herself is bringing forth evidence that there was a no-bid contract to establish a hotline for sexual harassment, which awarded to one individual now tied to Phil Washington. And this guy, in spite of all of the red flags and despite the fact that he knew nothing about flying, was going to be head of the FAA, according to Biden. I'm sure in some way, the fact that he was a black man and a Democrat from liberal California meant all the world to the selection criteria. Maybe he should be honest and, oh, by the way, know how to fly a plane. All right, Boomer, take us to a break. We'll come right back, and we're going to jump over to the third dipper of the day. How y'all like me now coming in all three dippers one day? Military-minded. We're going to switch gears and talk about military readiness and what the state of the world looks like. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.